Hey Dog Pound, I'm Andrew Gribble in for Jim Donovan, and this is your two-minute drill presented by University Hospitals. The Browns' bad news Sunday turned a little bit worse on Monday when it was learned that offensive lineman Joel Bitonio would be lost for the season with an injured ankle. Immediately after that was learned, Malcolm Johnson, the fullback, is also out for the year with an injured groin. In the wake of those injuries, the Browns have signed offensive lineman Gay Bikard and re-signed another offensive lineman, Darian Miller. Focusing on Joel Bitonio's spot, that position is up in the air in the moment as the coaches evaluate whether to start camp rookie Cameron Irving, who filled in for Bitonio last week, or reserve interior lineman Austin Pastor, who played the final nine snaps on Sunday versus Cincinnati. Now, at fullback, that's a little bit more uncertain because Malcolm Johnson only played about 15 to 20 snaps. Maybe look for rookie E.J. Bibbs to get some extra snaps in the wake of Johnson's injury. Now, at wide receiver, the Browns have been hit hard by injuries since earlier November, and it only got a little bit worse on Sunday, with Travis Benjamin going down with a shoulder injury, Brian Hartline playing through a bruised thigh, and Marlon Moore with injured ribs. On top of that, wide receivers Andrew Hawkins and Taylor Gabriel have missed the last two games with concussions and still remain in the league's concussion protocol heading into Wednesday's day of practice, the beginning of on-field preparations for the San Francisco 49ers on Sunday. The good news might be that maybe Taylor Gabriel or Andrew Hawkins could be ready by Sunday. That'll be monitored day-to-day. Travis Benjamin also considered day-to-day with his shoulder injury, and Marlon Moore's ribs were not broken, according to x-rays. Another piece of good news is the performance of Darius Jennings on Sunday. The rookie in his NFL debut caught five passes for 35 yards and simply looked comfortable in the Browns' offense. By the end of Sunday's game, he was one of just two healthy wide receivers on the field and promises to be back on the field Sunday when the Browns take on the 49ers. Look for Jennings to provide an impact both as a kick returner and as a receiver going forward in these final four games. As you know, the injury situation remains fluid and a day-to-day situation, so make sure to stay tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest news, injuries, notes, and quotes from Browns press conferences. This has been your two-minute drill.